Hello, everybody. My name is Jeff Thompson. I'm the host of the ADR Hub podcast series. And today I am lucky enough to have with me Amanda Bucklow, a commercial mediator based in London, England. How are you, Amanda?
I'm terrific today. Thank you, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing very good. Today for this podcast episode, I was thinking we can discuss some recent topics in the ADR field. And I'd like to try and get your opinion on it and see what you think. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
Okay, so the first topic I wanted to discuss with you is recently Lee J. Berman posted a blog post on his blog, and it's been also posted at ADR Hub, and it's titled Mediator Needed to Change Ground Zero Moss Dialogue. And it's something that I found particularly interesting, where it started off as a local issue, and I'm here based in New York, and it's now gone to what I believe a national attention. And first, tell me, I believe the news has reached over to England and other countries as well, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Right. So with this whole global appeal of this situation that's developing and the title of calling it the Ground Zero Mosque, and now how President Obama, this is what Lee Berman has been talking about, how he's criticizing Obama, sort of how his approach, and as I quote Lee, he said, unfortunately, candidate Obama's wide-eyed idealistic optimism has given way to politician Obama's having to decide for the media whether he supports or opposes issues such as the plan to build the mosque down near Ground Zero. And the first question I want to pose to you is just not your personal opinion, but something I've noticed is it doesn't seem like it's really been a conversation in the ADR field. And why do you think that? Well, first, do you agree? And why do you think that is?
Well, I think what Lee Jay's pointed out is the most important thing, is the need to change the way that the dialogue is happening. Because one of the things that has been sort of quite disappointing about the discussion about this topic, which is, you know, obviously a sensitive topic, mm-hmm. Is that there's been, you know, it's been politicized in some way, and it's got legs in a political arena before actually it's been fully explored at a community level. And I think, you know, I would share Lee Jay's views on it's having the dialogue and the way that we have the dialogue, and that should be done by mediators who don't have a vested interest, so that they can actually openly explore what the real issues are. And we make a mistake in assuming that we know what the issues are.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm sorry, one thing that I just wanted to add to that is I think you touched on a really important comment there, and Lee also says how he held recently a conversation between two Arizona legislators and how you said a professional mediator. I think that's very important that it's sort of the mediator or professional mediator or trained mediator be that person to guide the conversation, because it's unfortunately sometimes people just throw the word out mediation, and unless you have that professional being the guide for the conversation, it could create lots of issues, negative issues.
It could create lots of negative issues, and we are going through actually a period where the word mediation is gaining a lot more currency, but it's used for all kinds of things, and mostly things which are not mediation. And the subtleties between mediation and negotiation are lost on many people. And even people who believe that they know what mediation is, when they actually do get to come on a course, the light bulb goes on. When they realise that, you know, it is a very different skill set from negotiation. And it's the way in which mediators approach getting to the underlying issues of the problems, and the way in which we have to struggle sometimes with our assumptions and make sure that we're being very, very mindful of getting to the issues which are the people's issues and not those that we bring into the room or our supposed understanding of them.
Right. Well, and then Lee also goes into sort of similar how they can do something, and remember that beer summit from months ago, but make it more in-depth and more encompassing. But one of the things that brings up to my memory is the role of the president in a certain situation, and I think of like the book that was written, Beyond Neutrality, by Bernie Mayer, and how it's not really a neutral position, is it, for the president? First of all, because he's already given his opinion on it. And second of all, the thing that comes to my mind is how he tried to be the facilitator and the mediator when he brought Congress together for the health care bill. And he's vested in it. So can he really be that mediator and be impartial or be somewhat neutral in this situation? I don't know. if he's even should be, as he is the president. What do you think?
Well, this is a very, you know, a very important topic and a very important question. And it's actually about perception, to my mind. And I think Kenya is another extremely good example where when there were the disruptions and very serious civil unrest after the elections there a couple of years ago, you know, Kofi Annan was brought in as mediator. Okay, fair enough. But the difficulty with that is that a name and a well-known person comes with a known agenda, even if they may not be doing that in practice. They come with a known agenda, and the outcome of that is that in Kenya now, the word mediator and the word mediation is synonymous with somebody powerful coming in trying to sort them out. And I think that's exactly what you're talking about here. On the other hand, getting the attention of people occasionally requires a big name. And, you know, that is an incredible balance. It is possible to combine the two, to have the name or the leading people, but to actually give the job to people who are really specifically trained in doing the job. And that's really about, I'm afraid to say, it's about ego.
Right.
And it's about who's going to be seen to be the person who manages to fix this problem. Well, if we can put that desire on one side and say this is a problem, you know, that could do well to be properly examined and properly discussed with people, and we may get an answer which might surprise us all.
Well, that's one of the things where it sort of looks at it. You can approach it two different ways: the local level or the more prominent level of how you're going to bring somebody in. In another post at ADR Hub, John Turley mentions how the Archbishop of New York offers mediation for the Islamic Center. And the quote from the New York Times says how the Archbishop Timothy Dolan would be willing to help mediate the situation. But later on in the article, and for those following this story, he offers suggestions and possible solutions and how maybe the situation there needs to be compromised, which, as you said, goes beyond what possibly some would consider the role of a mediator or offering solutions before the parties even sit down together in the mediation session. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's pretty true, and I'd like to give you a similar example closer to home for me, and that is the Irish conflict.
Right.
You know, there are people who are apparently settling the Irish conflict who are big name politicians and big name people, but actually the Irish problems were addressed over a long period of time by a number of people at grassroots level who were working in a very discreet and unknown way, and that was where the conflict resolution really took place, and it took place through education and training and community groups. It was, you know, there was always the big politician who, you know, flew in there and did great things. You know, a lot of other stuff had been done, And my opinion on that, and I have colleagues who were involved in those things at grassroots level, is it wouldn't be possible without that community dialogue. And then those dialogues took place with people with no names, but a lot of skill.
Well, it sounds like the multifaceted approach might be the way to go, and it might apply in this situation. We're already very quickly out of time. So, Amanda, I just want to thank you for participating on this. And this is a story that ADR Hub plans to follow, and hopefully in a future episode will be I'll invite Lee Berman to participate. I didn't get a chance to reach out to him for this one, but Amanda, I want to thank you very much for participating.
You're very welcome, Jeff.
Okay, and this is Jeff Thompson for the ADR Hub Podcast Series. Thank you, everybody, for listening.